إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we were talking about the deceptive appearances of the dunya, and one of the things I want to share with you, I mentioned the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ahsanul Qasas because of the number of lessons that there are to be learnt from this story of the Nabi of Allah. And one of the most important lessons in this is, if you look at the situation when he was invited to do something which is prohibited and he refused and he ran away, and then there was evidence to show that he was not guilty, that he was innocent, and this evidence was clear, and the Quran very clearly mentions what is the evidence. If the shirt is torn from the front and the shirt is torn from the back, and in his case shirt was torn from the back, and therefore he was pronounced as innocent. Now after that, if you look at the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the whole story of the lady and what she did and how she invited her friends and so on and so forth. And then she says, but after all this, if he still does not obey me and does not listen to me, then we will put him in jail, in prison. Now Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions specifically, Yusuf alayhi salam made dua for jail. He said, oh Allah, the prison is preferable to me compared to what she is asking me to do. And he also acknowledges that if it is not for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he might actually fall into this trap. So he says, unless you choose and you remove me and you protect me, I will fall into the trap and I might do the same things which these ignorant people are doing. So Yusuf alayhi salam is put into the prison. Now, thing to reflect on, when he is put into the prison, he is not being put into some special prison with special food and with an air conditioner and with a TV or with a fan. No, he is put into the prison like any other prisoner, like the criminal. He is put in with criminals, because later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about two people who come and so on and so forth, and these are people who have been jailed for various crimes. Now, point to remember and reflect on here is that here is a man who chose to obey Allah. Out of two choices, he chose the choice which was the obedience of Allah. Then why does he get into more difficulty? Technically speaking, what should have happened is that he was pronounced innocent and therefore he should be free. He must get a palace. When he chooses to obey Allah, why does he get into more difficulty? Because again, the appearance of things, it is not the difficulty, it is what is behind the difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of this difficulty, is protecting him, because in the prison nobody can get to him. If he was in a palace, then somebody else may have got to him in some other way. But in the prison he is safe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him time for reflection and so on and so forth, and doing his tarbiyah to make him a Nabi. So the appearance of the thing is hardship, but behind this hardship is the greatest honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give to anyone. The reason I'm saying this is because this is exactly what happens in our lives. Your life is being run in a certain way, especially this happens in terms of earnings, incomes. You ran your life in whichever way you thought was correct, and you borrowed from the bank, and you had this interest earning, and you had that interest payment, and so on and so forth. And this can apply in other cases also. I'm just giving interest as an example because that's the most common. And then alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you hidayah. You listen to some talk, or you read something, or you read the Quran or whatever, and you realize that this earning of mine is haram and I should change my means of earning. So you take the decision and you change your means of earning. 9 times out of 10, what is the first thing which happens? Hardship. First thing which happens is hardship. Until now you had this bank loan, that bank loan, that bank loan. And on the face of it, you could go around and drive and say, I own this building and I own that building and you have 10 cars in the garage. But of course, all the cars belong to the bank and all the buildings belong to the bank. That nobody asks this question, nobody will say this thing. So you can say, this is my building. It is actually not your building, it belongs to the bank. Because it is mortgaged to the bank. But you got used to this talking. People also, oh, mashallah, you are a man of so much property and so much, and so, you got used to all this. Now suddenly, because you got this hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do? You go foreclose on the loan. You say, sorry, I'm not interested, take the building back, and so on and so forth. So suddenly, what happens to your net worth, which was notional in the first place, because all this net worth which was given as your net worth was really not your net worth, it was what belonged to the banks. Suddenly you come to the actual net worth, and that actual net worth is less than whatever you were showing to the world. So the first thing which hits you is hardship, and that is one of the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where shaitan comes to you and says, all of these bayans and talks and so on is fine, but this doesn't work. In today's world, all this is impractical. There is no economic system without interest. And all of this is a good pipe dream. Let them first come up with a 100% interest-free system, then we will follow it. Why are you doing all this now? Allah also knows your hardship. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Your first job is to take care of your family. That is fardain on you. That is ibadah for you. All of these things come from shaitan. First thing which hits you is hardship. And all these, arguments come from shaitan. Where shaitan is trying to make something which is clearly haram into something which is, he wants you to consider what is haram to be ibadah. And that's when we need to remember the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And say, even with the Anbiya of Allah, this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you choose the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us, then the first thing that Allah will do is to test us in this path. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيِّمْ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Verily and truly we will test you. This ayat is for the obedient people. This ayah is for the obedient people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before this ayah is talking about shuhada. He's talking about obedient people. If you want to become a shaheed fi sabilillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies without the sincere dua, without the sincere desire to be shaheed fi sabilillah, there is something wrong with the iman. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us shahada or not, wallah alam, this is up to Allah. But at least one should have the desire for shahada fi sabilillah. But if Allah accepts this dua, what is the first thing that will happen to you? You will die. Which shaheed do you know who didn't die? So the first thing that will happen to you is that you will die. So hardship, right? Nobody likes death. So the key thing to understand is that when we choose the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test. And he also said specifically, what is the test? Bishayim min al khawf, will test you with fear. Fear of poverty. Ash-shaytanu yaidukumul faqr. Shaitan will threaten you with poverty. Wallahu yaidukum al-maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness. So, poverty, min al-khawf, of various kinds. Poverty, safety, so on and so on. Wal-ju, hunger. Actually, things will get tight. Actually, things will get tight. When you were living a life on credit cards, no problem. Swipe the card. Payment will come. When it comes, no problem. Right now, I've got my ice cream. But now when you forget about the credit card, you got to find the money in your pocket. If it is not there, it is not there. So, jo, hunger. Wanaqsi min al-amwal. Loss in your material. Stock market crashes. And so on and so forth. Walam fusi was samarat. In yourself, ailments, you know, sickness, and in your children, samarat, whatever is your family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the lamb of taqeed. Yes, verily and truly we will. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Definitely we will test. And then Allah said, وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ. Bashara and good news for the people who have sabr. Who are the people of sabr? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَسَابَتْهُمْ مُسِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Who are the sabirin? The people who, when they have this musiba, when they have this difficulty, trials, tribulations, loss, they say, this is from, we are from Allah, and to Allah is our return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can take if he wants. It's his. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't end the ayah with that. Although, if you look at it, Obashir is sabirin, the bashara has been given already, and sabirin are so and so, finished. Ayah could be over. Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the next ayah. Obashir is sabirin, alladhina idha asabatum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. On these people is salam from their Rabb. Salawatum min Rabbihim wa rahma. And the rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahma is the mercy of Allah on the one who does not deserve it. Rahma is not reward. Please understand, rahma is not reward. Rahma is not ajar. Rahma is on the one who is full of masiyah. Rahma is on the one who Allah forgives even though he does not deserve forgiveness. Insha'Allah al-Mustan, rahma is for the likes of us. We do all kinds of things. Then we make tawbah, ya Allah, please. And insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have rahma. The rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for all of creation. Allah's rahma is for the one who is denying Allah. Allah's rahma is for the one who is the atheist. Allah's rahma is the one who is worshipping sticks and stones. Allah is feeding him from his rahma. This is not ajar. Ajar is for the one who did something good. Rahma is not. Rahma is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim fi dunya wal akhirah. Rahma. Allah is saying, Allah is not saying, I will give you because of this. No, he said, I will give you because I am the one who gives. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and these are the people who are rightly guided. Who? The people who make the choice to obey Allah, and then who stick to that choice with istiqamat. And that's the reason Allah taught us to ask for ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah did not say, Allahumma nas'aluka al-jannah. No. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. To stay on that path with istiqamah. This is hidayah. And that's why it's very important to understand. Don't have this, you know, stars in the eyes. The moment I choose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, treasures of Allah will open before me, palaces will come and fall in my lap. No. That will not happen. Illa mashallah, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us. We are not denying it if Allah gives. Alhamdulillah. But the rule is, difficulty will come. The rule is, things will get tough. But for the one who stays on that with istiqamat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sukoon. In all this story of Yusuf alayhi salam, I want to close with this, which is a very important point. In all this entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam, you will not find any instance where Yusuf alayhi salam was worried, where Yusuf alayhi salam lost any sleep, where Yusuf alayhi salam was, you know, in turmoil. Never. He's at peace. He's going to jail, he's at peace. He's sitting in jail, he's at peace. The two people come and ask him some question. First thing he does is gives them dawah. Who is better to worship, many gods or one god? And the man is asking you a question about some dream he saw. Why are you giving him dawah? Because this is opportunity for dawah. He gives him dawah. right through, you find that Yusuf alayhi salam's heart is at peace. Why? Because this is also the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who chooses to obey Allah and who sticks to that part with istiqamat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him sukoon. So on the face of it, he seems to be in turmoil. On the face of it, his life is in turmoil, but he himself is in sukoon. He is not worried. You will find peace from his face. You will find noor on his face. You will find there is no worry in his face. He's got no money in the bank. No problem. Allah, I am connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not bothered. And that is a sign of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the heart firm. Allah mentioned this with regard to Umm Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, she would have spoken out, she would have talked about her baby if we had not given her istiqamat in her heart. We supported her heart. Why? Because she chose to do what Allah told her to do. And all the instructions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, all the appearance of those instructions is appearance of what? Is appearance of negative, appearance of disaster. When you fear for the safety of your child, throw him in the river. I mean, ya hawla quwwata illa billah. You fear for the safety, you throw in the river. But she did it. She did not argue. She did it. But insan hai, you know, human being. So after doing it, she is now, my God, what have I done? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, we'll give you sukoon in your heart. Please sit peacefully, no problem. You have handed over your life. You chose the path that Allah chose for you. You obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now to look after you is the responsibility of Allah. Allah will look after you, don't worry. And Allah promised, we'll get your child back to you. And Allah got the child back to her. So I remind myself and you that when we make the choices, the right choices inshallah, when we choose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us stick on that choice with istiqamat. Don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Don't make a good choice and then make a bad choice after that because you fall into the trap of shaitan. Stick to the choice because that difficulty which you face because you made the choice is supposed to happen. That shows it's the correct choice. That shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah is pleased with you. That shows that inshallah Allah will guide you to the right path and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give you istiqamat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then keep you on this right path if you stay on it with istiqamat. And for such people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat and for istiqamat and for his help. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.